Hi, everybody. I wanted to start your first lesson in demystifying this concept of what it means to truly change. In this work, we say to change is to be greater than your environment, to be greater than your body, and to be greater than time. And I want to start off our first lesson in demystifying the understanding of what it means to really think greater than your environment. So let's start off with your brain. Your brain is organized to reflect everything you know in your life. Your brain is a reflection of your environment. It's an artifact of everything you've learned and experienced to this moment. We could say then, your brain is the autobiographical self based on everything you know in your life. And our thinking brain, our neocortex, is what plugs us into three-dimensional reality, and we shape and develop our identity through our environment. And our environment is made up of the people we know, the objects and things we experienced in our life at different places and at different times. And so this becomes the memory bank of the known self. So if you're not being defined by a new vision of the future, if you are not in the process of creating a new reality, I assert that you're left with the memories of the past. Most people wake up in the morning, and when they wake up in the morning, they open their eyes and their senses plug them into the environment. Now, every person, every object, everything, every place, at every time in your life is mapped neurologically in your brain. In other words, you have a neurological network for your boss, for every coworker, for your cell phone, for where you sit at work, where you sleep, where you live, because you've experienced them. By the same means, because you've experienced different elements in your environment, you have an emotion associated with them. Emotions are the end product of past experiences. And we can remember experiences better because we can remember how they feel. So if you're waking up in the morning and your senses plug you into the environment, and as you begin to navigate in your life, all of a sudden, as you see the same people and you go to the same places and you do the exact same thing at the exact same time, it's no longer that your personality is creating your personal reality. In fact, your personal reality is influencing and controlling your personality. Your environment is controlling the way you think and feel. And as long as you're thinking and feeling equal to everything that you know, you are thinking in the same and feeling in the same, your life will stay the same. So then to change is to be greater than your environment or think greater than your environment. And every great person in history understood this. They were defined by a vision of the future, and they began to live as if that future was already happening. And no person, no circumstance, no condition in their life would remove them from that vision. And when we talk about thinking greater than the environment, we're talking about holding on to that vision in spite of what's standing in front of you. And so most people will say, I'm having a bad day because of traffic, or because of my coworker, or because of the news. And what they're really saying is that their environment is controlling the way they feel and the way they think. And if your environment is controlling the way you feel and the way you think, then we become victims to our environment. To change, then, is to hold the vision in spite of the conditions in your environment. And you're going to learn how to do this by the end of this workshop.